Dr. Vion Sharma, welcome. How are you?
Hey, good to be with you.
Okay, so we got to talk why everyone's sick. Every single friend at the moment that I try and organise a catch-up with, either they don't want to see me or there is some sickness going around that every family I know has. Every kid I know in the last few weeks has been sick. What is going on?
It's definitely not you. Not this time. No, it is. It's in the air. It is a super virus that has been circulating all around Australia. It's not just one bug. It's COVID. It's flu. It's RSV. Even a bit of walking pneumonia. Oh,
I've heard about this walking pneumonia. What is walking pneumonia?
Yeah, so it's a bug that's it's not a new bug. It's been around for ages, and really, it's causes an epidemic about every 4 years or so. And the reason it's called walking pneumonia is that it typically affects young, healthy people who don't get so sick that you need to go to hospital. You can still, you know, walk around, so to speak. The symptoms are bad, you're coughing, but typically it'll be a cough that lingers for longer than most respiratory symptoms would last for. So we're talking coughs up to, you know, 4-6 weeks even. And what we've found is in 2024, there's been a bit of a surge in this. Now, like I said, these epidemics are supposed to occur every 4 years, but we're seeing more than what's expected. A lot of young people with walking pneumonia, in addition to all the other viruses that I mentioned before.
And RSV, I think, is double the amount of last year. Is that
what,
right?
What is it, Carrie? I know I'm pretending to know stuff. What's RSV?
RSV is respiratory syncytial virus or something.
Hey, Doc, what is it?
No. You have a go. Tommy, have a go.
What is it? Respiratory...
Syncytial virus, yeah.
Syncytial.
Don't feel bad. Through all the med school, I could barely get it right. It's harder to say than it is to understand. So,
this was a new thing. In all my parenting, my 16 years of parenting, I've never heard of RSV. Is this not new?
No, it's not new. In fact, it is one of the most predictable infections there is. Pretty much every human, by the time we reach our second birthday, has had RSV. So the thing that's notable about RSV, though, compared to all the other bugs, is that this is something that is preferentially far worse in kids. So things like COVID, you know, the older you get, the more severe, the more dangerous the infection is. But with RSV, it is very dangerous for kids. So those massive lines that you hear about at the children's hospital every winter, pretty much every kid has got the same diagnosis of RSV.
But is there more at the moment? I feel like everyone's suddenly talking about it like it's everywhere.
There is much more. There is much more. And so obviously the questions are being asked, why are we seeing so much more than we typically would? And the answer is, you know, split, basically 50-50 between, is this just a legacy of lockdowns? Because we did not have a lot of these bugs circulating around, did immunity fall down, meaning more and more people are susceptible? But then a lot of people are also making a good point, which is, well, hang on, lots of countries did not really have a very effective lockdown. They're also seeing a huge amount of RSV. So could it just be that because we've had COVID thrown in the mix, did that just affect everyone's immunity and make everyone a bit more prone to RSV? Those are the two competing theories, but there's no reason that both of those couldn't be true. But you're right, there is a lot more RSV around than there has been.
Okay, I've got three quick questions before we stop talking about why everybody's sick. First question is there a vaccine for RSVP? RSV?
RSVP? No.
Yes.
I'm not sure about that one, but yes, RSV, there is, and this is probably the most exciting thing that's happened in medicine, I think, in last year. So for people over the age of 75, even over the age of 60, there is a one-shot vaccine. The problem is it's very expensive at the moment, but there are lots of other vaccines in the works. Queensland, New South Wales have rolled something out for infants or preterm, and I think within the next couple of years we'll see something that can be given to pregnant women to prevent newborns.
Okay, second question I have, as a mother that never knows whether they should take the kid to the doctor, not take their kid to the doctor, do they start the antibiotics, not start the antibiotics, and can they go to school even though they're still coughing but they've been off for 2 weeks? How do we know which of the strains of these things are the ones we need to be really concerned about, which ones are treated with antibiotics and which ones you just got to see out? And if they're still coughing 3 or 4 weeks on from being sick, is that just a lingering thing or should they still be kept away from people? I know that was lots of questions in one.
There's a lot there, but they're really good questions. So if Well, what really matters is, I think, you know, if they've had an illness and still coughing 3 to 4 weeks later, the question is, how well is the child otherwise? If there's no fevers, running around like normal, eating, drinking, thriving, and we've got a bit of a what we call a lingering cough, you know, coughing once or twice an hour and this is a few weeks after they were very sick, most GPs would be very happy to call that a post-viral cough and say, no, that probably does not require too much medication. On the other hand, if they're not thriving, not quite back to normal, and things are lingering, yes, they need to go see a GP. How otherwise would we work out whether something's more likely to be bacterial versus viral?
Mm-hmm.
Very tricky stuff, even for GPs, but the things we pay attention to is a time course. So typically by day 5 in most viral infections, you see a pretty dramatic improvement. If by day 5 we are not seeing a dramatic improvement, then our index of suspicion goes up. Could this be bacteria and not a virus? And could antibiotics be useful at that point? That's an assessment that a GP would need to make in an appointment.
Doc, we'd love for you to stick around. I have a non-medical question for you about you dabbling, I dare say, Carrie, ruining my love life. That's next.